Hare Krishna. On the supremely sacred occasion of Radha, appearance of Radha Kund, let us try to understand what is the significance of this place in our lives as Gaudiya Vaishnava Sadhakas. Radharani is not just the topmost devotee of Krishna, actually she is the source and the shelter of all devotion. Whoever has any devotion, whether it be starting sadhakas like us or exalted devotees like Yashoda Mai, their devotion comes from Srimati Radharani. And Radha Kund is the place where Radharani's love for Krishna and Krishna's love for Radharani are manifested in a liquid aqueous form. Love is a inner emotion and it is difficult to access. But the glory and the beauty of bhakti is that it does not let the spiritual remain only in the realm of the intangible. Yes, spiritual is inaccessible to us with the material senses, but by the merciful arrangement of Krishna, through the process of bhakti, the spiritual becomes manifested at a level where we can perceive even with our material senses. So we may not with our material senses perceive the sacredness, the supreme spiritual potency of Radha Kund. But still, even with our gross material senses, we can take the water, respectfully drink it with grace and gratitude. We can bathe in it. And by this, we come in contact with the supreme love of Radharani for Krishna. And in Shyama Kund, similarly, Radha Kund and Shyama Kund, both Krishna's love for Radharani and Radharani's love for Krishna. And Radha Kund is all the more significant because it was lost for many centuries, millennia in fact. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radharani coming in, who is Krishna coming in the mood of Radharani, rediscovered that place. It was at that time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered it, just a puddle. This was not a puddle, a pond, a very small pond. And it was almost like a puddle. And the local people were surprised. Why is this effulgent, extraordinary sannyasi bathing in a puddle? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in supreme ecstasy. For he was relishing the love of Radharani for Krishna, the love of the divine couple for each other. So, the very manifestation of Radha Kund is an expression of the mutual love of the divine couple. The manifestation of Radha Kund in the material world is the expression of the divine couple's love for all of us. And the manifestation of Radha, re-manifestation of Radha Kund by the arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also an expression of his mercy, full love for all living beings, especially in Kali Yuga, for whom he is the Yuga Avatar. And it is that Radha Kund which is made accessible to us by Srila Prabhupada. It is Srila Prabhupada who brought to us the glories of Radha Kund, and he brought to us the glories of Krishna consciousness in general, through which we understood as the culmination the supreme glory of Radharani's love and of Radha Kund. So that which is exalted needs to be treated respectfully. Srila Prabhupada was distressed and disappointed when he saw devotees being frivolous in the sacred and holy waters of Radha Kund. And at that time, to inject an adequate level of gravity, he said that you should not bathe in this. But in his books, he has also said, in the purport in Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Instruction gives us a hierarchy of transcendental cosmology, and therein, after describing how the material world is superseded by the spiritual world, and the spiritual world is superseded by the Brahman, and Vaikuntha, then Dwarka, then Mathura, then Vrindavan, Govardhan, the Rasa Mandal, and Radha Kund. Like that, there is a hierarchy in which Radha Kund is at the topmost. And in the relevant purports over there, Srila Prabhupada mentions several times, not just once or twice, but several times the word bathe. So, bathing in Radha Kund is a supreme fortune, and if that can be done in Bahulashtami, then that is an even greater fortune. Even bathing once is fortunate, but while bathing, what is equally, if not more important, is the consciousness. While externally, the water, sacred water of Radha Kund is touching us and purifying us physically, internally, the remembrance of Krishna and the gratitude for the opportunity for devotional service in such an intimate and exalted way, this devotional gratitude, if that bathes our heart internally, then the benefit that we can get from Radha Kund is unlimited. And we can pray to Radharani to give us a drop of the oceanic devotion that she has. And that will lead to the supreme success for our life. Thank you.